To remain in compliance with system watering licensing, the Sunshine Coast Regional District's South Pender Water System is the first local system to move to Stage 2, moderate, conservation measures. That will happen as of June 9. The remaining SCRD water systems, Chapman, Egmont, Earls Cove, North Pender Harbor, Langdale, Soames Point, Grantham's Landing and Eastbourne, remain at Stage 1 where they have been since May 1, until further notice. The change was announced during the June 8 SCRD Committee of the Whole meeting during a staff water supply update. During that presentation, staff noted that the system supply source, McNeil Lake, was no longer overflowing and water levels had dropped to a level at which further conservation was required. Staff remarked those conditions were not normal for this time of year. It was also noted that water use levels within that system were 37% higher in May than during that same month in 2022, and staff commented they believed that change was related to the warmer than normal temperatures being experienced. Stage 2 rules. At Stage 2, lawn watering is prohibited. Food-producing plants and trees can be watered with a handheld hose with a nozzle, handheld container or drip irrigation at any time. Watering trees, shrubs, flowers with sprinklers, soaker hoses, or micro-spray systems is allowed 2 days per week, Thursday and Sunday for even-numbered addresses, Wednesday and Saturday for odd-numbered addresses. Between 7 and 9 a.m. food-producing crops can be watered during those time periods and also between 7 and 9 p.m. on those same watering days. Washing of vehicles is permitted at any time with a container or handheld hose with nozzle. Washing sidewalks, driveways, windows, fences or exterior building surfaces is permitted at any time, but only to prepare surfaces or painting, paving or for health reasons. There are no restrictions on use of water to fill swimming pools, spas, garden ponds or fountains. Fines for violations of Stage 2 restrictions are $300, up from $200 at Stage 1. Addressing water leaks a priority. In a June 8 press release, the SCRD detailed that during the previous week, letters were sent to the top 25 South Pender residential water users, representing 3% of the system's properties and that used 22% of the water during the month of May. It was noted that one property repaired a leak of 72,000 liters per day, and the local government encouraged all residents on their water systems to look for any leaks that they may have and fix them to eliminate water loss. Manager of Utility Services Shane Waukee stated in the release, "The current demand on the South Pender water system is very high and to ensure we only use what is permitted under the McNeil Lake water license, we are asking South Pender Harbor residents and businesses to follow Stage 2 water conservation regulations and help maintain supply for the remainder of the summer. We appreciate the community's conservation efforts at this time to ensure enough water is available for essential use and fire protection through the summer months."